Welcome to Season 6 of the Self-Care 101 podcast, hosted by life coach Pooja K. McClymont. This season is about awakening the leader within so that you can be empowered to create an extraordinary life. We'll be diving deep into self-awareness, compassion and resilience, covering a wide range of topics to help you expand your potential through powerful insights from ancient wisdom and modern psychology. I'm so grateful that you're listening, and if you enjoy today's show, I'd love it if you would leave me a short review on Apple Podcasts or a rating on Spotify. It really helps the show get discovered by others and helps me know that you like it too. Thank you so much for listening today. Now let's get to it. Hello, it's Season 6, Episode 7. This is where you're supposed to be right now. One of my besties says this to his dear friends when we're feeling down about life. It's his way of helping us gain perspective and is filled with loving intentions. However, whenever he says this, I get really frustrated with him because I don't want perspective. I want to be in my feelings and I want to wallow in self-pity. Over the last 6 months, I've really taken to his words though, and I've been ruminating on what it means to accept where you currently are in your life. It's led me onto a path with many lessons, but the most prominent of the lessons is acceptance. Today, I am recording my final, for now, podcast episode. In this episode, I want to share these lessons with you so that you can have some tools to help you when you find yourself questioning your life, so that you can move towards acceptance too. Today I ask my final ask for a review on Apple Podcasts or a rating on Spotify. If any episode has ever been helpful to you, please, dear listener, share it with me on one of those platforms. In Deepak Chopra's The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, he dedicates one complete chapter, which is law number 4, to how we need to receive with open arms what happens to us. Because if we fight and resist it, we are generating a lot of turbulence in our minds. He explains that we might want things to be different in the future, but in the present moment, we need to accept things as they are. That's the way you can make your life flow more smoothly instead of roughly. He says, if you observe nature at work, you will see that least effort is expended. Grass doesn't try to grow, it just grows. Fish don't try to swim, they just swim. Flowers don't try to bloom, they bloom. Birds don't try to fly, they fly. This is their intrinsic nature. The earth doesn't try to spin on its own axis. It is in the nature of the earth to spin with dizzying speed and to hurtle through space. It is the nature of babies to be in bliss. It is the nature of the sun to shine. It is the nature of the stars to glitter and sparkle. And it is human nature to make our dreams manifest into physical form, easily and effortlessly. In Vedic science, the age-old philosophy of India, this principle is known as the principle of economy of effort, or do less and accomplish more. Ultimately, you come to the state where you do nothing and accomplish everything. This means that there is just a faint idea, and then the manifestation of the idea comes about effortlessly. What is commonly called a miracle is actually an expression of the law of least effort. Nature's intelligence functions effortlessly, frictionlessly, spontaneously. It is non-linear. It is intuitive, holistic, and nourishing. And when you are in harmony with nature, when you are established in the knowledge of your true self, you can make use of the law of least effort. Least effort is expended when your actions are motivated by love, because nature is held together by the energy of love. When you seek power and control over other people, you waste energy. When you seek money or power for the sake of ego, you spend energy chasing the illusion of happiness instead of enjoying happiness in the moment. When you seek money for personal gain only, you cut off the flow of energy to yourself and interfere with the expression of nature's intelligence. But when your actions are motivated by love, there is no waste of energy. When your actions are motivated by love, your energy multiplies and accumulates, and the surplus energy you gather and enjoy can be channeled to create anything that you want. You can think of your physical body as a device for controlling energy. It can generate, store, and expend energy. If you know how to generate, store, and expend energy in an efficient way, then you can create anything that you want. Attention to the ego consumes the greatest amount of energy. When your internal reference point is the ego, when you seek power and control over other people or seek approval from others, you spend energy in a wasteful way. When that energy is freed up, it can be rechanneled and used to create anything that you want. When your internal reference point is your spirit, when you are immune to criticism and unfearful of any challenge, you can harness the power of love and use energy creatively for the experience of affluence and evolution. In The Art of Dreaming, Don Juan tells Carlos Castaneda, "Most of our energy goes into upholding our importance. If we were capable of losing some of that importance, two extraordinary things would happen to us. One, we would free our energy from trying to maintain the illusory idea of our grandeur. And two, we'd provide ourselves with enough energy to catch a glimpse of the actual grandeur of the universe." There are three components to the law of least effort. Three things you can do to put this principle of do less and accomplish more into action. The first component is acceptance. Acceptance simply means that you make a commitment. Today, I will accept people, situations, circumstances, and events as they occur. This means I will know that this moment is as it should be, because the whole universe is as it should be. This moment, the one you're experiencing right now, is the culmination of all the moments you have experienced in the past. This moment is as it is because the entire universe is as it is. When you struggle against this moment, you're actually struggling against the entire universe. Instead, you can make the decision that today you will not struggle against the whole universe by struggling against this moment. This means that your acceptance of this moment is total and complete. You accept things as they are, not as you wish they were in this moment. This is important to understand. You can wish for things in the future to be different, but in this moment, you have to accept things as they are. When you feel frustrated or upset by a person or a situation, remember that you are not reacting to the person or the situation, but you're reacting to your feelings about the person or the situation. These are your feelings, and your feelings are not someone else's fault. When you recognize and understand this completely, you are ready to take responsibility for how you feel and to change it. And if you can accept things as they are, you are ready to take responsibility for your situation and for all the events you see as problems. This leads us to the second component of the law of least effort, which is responsibility. And what does responsibility mean? Responsibility means not blaming anyone or anything for your situation, including yourself. Having accepted this circumstance, this event, this problem, responsibility then means the ability to have a creative response to the situation as it is now. All problems contain the seeds of opportunity, and this awareness allows you to take the moment and transform it to a better situation or thing. Once you do this, every so-called upsetting situation will become an opportunity for the creation of something new and beautiful. And every so-called tormentor or tyrant will become your teacher. Reality is an interpretation. And if you choose to interpret reality in this way, you will have many teachers around you and many opportunities to evolve. Whenever confronted by a tyrant, tormentor, teacher, friend or foe, they all mean the same thing. Remind yourself, this moment is as it should be. Whatever relationships you have attracted in your life at this moment are precisely the ones you need in your life at this moment. There is a hidden meaning behind all events, and this hidden meaning is serving your own evolution. The third component of the law of least effort is defenselessness, which means that your awareness is established in defenselessness and you have relinquished the need to convince or persuade others of your point of view. If you observe people around you, you'll see that they spend 99% of their time defending their points of view. If you just relinquish the need to defend your point of view, you will, in that relinquishment, gain access to enormous amounts of energy that have been previously wasted. When you become defensive, blame others, and do not accept and surrender to the moment, your life meets resistance. Anytime you encounter resistance, recognize that if you force a situation, the resistance will only increase. You don't want to stand rigid like a tall oak that cracks and collapses in the storm. Instead, you want to be flexible like a reed that bends with the storm and survives. Completely desist from defending your point of view. When you have no point to defend, you do not allow the birth of an argument. If you do this consistently, if you stop fighting and resisting, you will fully experience the present, which is a gift. Someone once told me, Mr. Chopra, not me, the past is history, the future is a mystery, and this moment is a gift. That is why this moment is called the present. If you embrace the present and become one with it and merge with it, you will experience a fire, a glow, a sparkle of ecstasy throbbing in every living sentient being. As you begin to experience this exaltation of spirit in everything that is alive, as you become intimate with it, joy will be born within you and you will drop the terrible burdens and encumbrances of defensiveness, resentment, and hurtfulness. Only then will you become lighthearted, carefree, joyous, and free. In this joyful, simple freedom, you will know that without any doubt in your heart that what you want is available to you whenever you want it, because your want will be from the level of happiness, not from the level of anxiety or fear. You do not need to justify. Simply declare your intent for yourself and you will experience fulfillment. Delight, joy, freedom, and autonomy in every moment of your life. Make a commitment to follow the path of no resistance. This is the path through which nature's intelligence unfolds spontaneously without friction or effort. When you have the exquisite combination of acceptance, responsibility, and defenselessness, you will experience life flowing with effortless ease. When you remain open to all points of view, not rigidly attached to only one, your dreams and desires will flow with nature's desires. Then you can release your intentions without attachment and just wait for the appropriate season for your desires to blossom into reality. You can be sure that when the season is right, your desires will manifest. This is the law of least effort. And this is where I find myself today. I feel like over the past year or so, I've really just been pushing and I've been pushing against resistance. I haven't been in the flow of life as much as I've wanted to be, or I've thought I've been in flow, but then realized I haven't because of being defensive, because of resistance, because of not accepting the present moment for where I am and just being in that moment. That's how I've come to the conclusion that I have to take a step back from certain things that I'm doing in my life to create space to understand what I'm supposed to be doing, not what I'm forcing to happen, but in fact, what's supposed to be happening. I really love the analogy of life as seasons. The different seasons that we move through are often marked by the big events that happen in our life, like moments of celebration, of weddings and births, achievements, as well as times of grief, like death, loss and hurt. And these seasons are characterized by both what we experience and learn in each one. Winter, it's a time to look inwards. And this is often a time when things fall apart or we go through a deep awakening and healing. Spring, after our big awakening and deep healing, we then feel life in our spirit again. We begin new projects and embark on a new path. Summer, our new path gives us the opportunity to experience bliss, freedom, and joy. This is the pinnacle of our life experience. And in this season, we usually celebrate achievements and reach our goals. Autumn, this is a time when we review the events of our life and assess whether there is anything we would like to let go of and shed. I believe that all the seasons we experience are crucial for our development, and unfortunately there is no avoiding any of it. We have signed up for both the good and the bad. Embracing seasons of life, it's going to be how you see change, and that's exactly what seasons represent. I love this quote by John Rohn, "Life gets better, not by chance, but by change." So often you can find yourself in a season and you're not quite sure how you got there. Yes, things happen without your consent, but also it felt like it was just winter and now you're kind of back again. Or it felt like you were done with that struggle and it's back again. So take a moment and look around, reflect, embrace, and rise. If you find yourself trying to live outside of your season and skip the hard stuff or the stuff that you feel totally lost in, tell yourself that this is where you are for now. As you begin to embrace it, you will begin to rise and soon you'll enter into a new season. I found that as soon as I stop longing for the progression of a new season and actually sit with where I am, then the more fully I can live in the present moment. And you can simplify your season by fully holding on to where you currently are and find contentment. It's when you open up to your season that you can start to see where the change is coming from and love the place that you're in. Remember that longing for what's next only leaves you longing for what's after that as well. Mindfulness is your tool here. Embrace it and learn with it. My heart is really heavy today. There's a great pull within me to stay the course and continue with the podcast because I've enjoyed it so much and I've loved meeting so many wonderful listeners during the past 4 years that I've been recording these shows. But I have to also accept the resistance that I've been experiencing, mostly in the past year, where it feels like too much effort to create, record, and even reach out to other people to record with me. Perhaps I've internally moved on from the initial purpose of the podcast. Perhaps I've outgrown myself in some way. Perhaps it's just not doing what I'd hoped for it to do. And it really is time to hang up the headphones. I haven't actually come to a full conclusion yet, but I can't pretend to commit to something that I'm not fully committed to anymore. That's not fair on you, and it's not fair on me to put so much pressure on myself. I wanted so much to create a successful podcast, one that was helpful to people and one that helped propel my message forward into the world to many, many people. It was the best platform to reach so many listeners, almost 50,000 listens to the show. That number is crazy to me. Over the lifespan of the show, it has been listened to in 26 countries across North and South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, and Oceania. That's literally the span of the globe. I've published 137 episodes and the show is 4 years old. I've had 33 reviews written on Apple and 8 ratings on Spotify. I've read every single review and comment and replied to every single message I've received about the show. I love to engage with you. Each month, there are about 800 to 1500 downloads of the episodes, which puts me in the top 25% of all podcasts. The top shows get thousands of downloads in the first week. I am so proud of what I've accomplished. I just wish I was able to have done more or better. Dearest listener, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting my journey. Thank you for embracing the teachings. Thank you for being open. Thank you for trusting in me to guide you in this season of your life and this season of my life. I haven't fallen off the face of the earth. I'm still around, and we can stay connected through my Substack newsletter called Pause with Pooja. And if you're on LinkedIn, please drop me a connection request letting me know you're from the podcast so we can stay in touch there too. I don't know if I'll return to this show. I have a feeling my dulcet tones will embrace you again, but I don't know which form yet. All I know is that I have loved this journey and I'm really looking forward to what's next. For now though, it's time to create some space for least effort and see what flows in. Thank you so much again, dear listener. You are a brilliant human and I send you the most love for your continued growth. Thank you for listening to the Self-Care 101 podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful for a review on Apple Podcasts or a rating on Spotify. For more information, please visit poojamcclymont.com. Sending love and talk to you soon.